Welcome, welcome to Revelation Revolution, where we invite you to be part of the solution. We're here today, March 12th, and I have Chris Switzer on as a guest. I love his show. He's on right before me, and it's a way to get into the conversation, a deeper conversation, not so much about politics, but about the systems that are keeping us captive. And so I brought Chris on to join us today for the first half hour, just so we can kind of get deeper into it. And you guys are kind of already following the conversation. But with regard to the last conversation, if you guys were with us, they were talking about the Bible and what it had to say about meat in the Bible. And I think they did a really, even though, you know, depending on your, you know, what part of the Bible you're reading, you can come up with something different, you know, as far as should you eat meat, shouldn't you eat meat. But the thing that's important is that at least we're looking at it. We're to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We're to search out a matter for ourselves, as like the Bereans, he told the Berean church that he loved them because they searched out the matter for themselves. That's what I'm trying to encourage. So it's not a matter of one of us will be right or wrong, or it's just a matter of we're looking, we're seeking. And so, Chris, welcome, welcome. And just, you know, talk about what you think is interesting in terms of what we can do with regard to solutions.
Sure.
Everybody's talking about the problem, but what can we do about the solution?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you think?
Yeah, you and I had a conversation, you know, before I came onto my show about this, and I'm happy you called. It was no coincidence, the timing of it, talking about meat, and then I'm getting into scripture with meat. That wasn't planned, you know. It's just the way it happened. I think is in especially in regards to meat, and I'll come out and say it. I haven't eaten meat in well over a year, maybe 2 years at this point. I'm not keeping track. But it started off as a dietary thing. And, you know, I found scripture, obviously, as you just brought up, to back my stance. And, you know, it's in Genesis and blah, blah, blah. But as my wife and I spoke about off air as well, I don't think it's meant to be consumed all the time. And, you know, look who pushes the meat industry and the meat on people, like, you know, all the time, and the worst of it. And, you know, the worst kind, and because they just want you to be sick and consume their stuff, you know, and be just dumbed down and enslaved and continue to be a customer for their wares. You know, you're going to go to their hospitals, their doctors, their and pharmakia, sorcery, all the rest of it. It's all biblical, and you're going to fall prey to these man traps and these snares, and it's all biblical. And we got to find a solution, like you said. Get ourselves out of this system. Work locally. Have a community of like-minded people around you that you can actually trade your labor. We talked about labor earlier and how that is money, you know? It's just beautiful, and it should be that way, and it's not.
Go.
You know, by and large, it's not.
Well, I'm on a farm for a reason. I grow chickens, and we eat fresh eggs. I can get beef, organic beef from neighbors. The cows are too messy. I don't want to have them. that's way too much work. It's a lot of work. But when you just said, you were saying you quit eating the meat, you know, you were looking at what was going on. And when you look at all the toxins and the additives that they feed these meat, genetically engineered, you know, grains, the bovine growth hormone for the milk stimulation that also stimulates cancer, you know, all the different things that they do to the meat. So what it looks like is, oh my gosh, this meat's making me sick. Really what it is, oh my gosh, this tainted product that is not the meat the way God would have us have it. That is the problem. The separation from the truth. The truth is the cow is to eat clean, beautiful grass, not grass rained on with chemtrails, aluminum, and you know, see what I'm saying? We're creating the circumstances to make everything come out badly. But it's not the meat itself that was the problem. And same thing with that one man was saying, you know, you can't eat meat sacrificed to idols. That was the issue with the king's meat. It was the king's meat. It wasn't, you know, your farm's meat, you know, goat that was prepared for Jacob. You know what I mean? It wasn't your clean meat. And so the meat is not the issue. And it's the same thing. I'm going to take this over to the political discussion because I'm trying to get people to understand the problem that we have is us. We are obeying a system where they claim themselves the leaders, the elite, the men over us, and we obey them and give them our energy to build their creation, build their vision. This is
yes.
our fault. So what I'm trying to make sure people understand, we have all the power to stop building their dream and start building our own dreams. But if we don't have dreams, a man without vision is lost. And they've boxed us up. It's like being in Plato's cave, trying to fix the problem inside the cave. you got to get out of the
right,
cave.
Only looking at the wall and the shadows. Yeah.
There you go.
You're right.
And this time the cave isn't sideways, you know, at the wall. It's up and down. Get up above. Mm. Who's holding the puppet strings? Above China, above Russia, above the United States. You see what I mean? And
It
is Satanists and Jews that say they are Jews and are not. And every other manner of evil, Jeffrey Epstein-style, Satanist, pedophile, horrible people. But that's what the Bible tells us. The devil's come to kill, steal, and destroy. Well, so why are we surprised when he does it, using, of course, the hands of men? And then why are we not angry with our own selves for going along with it? Because we don't know that we're going along with it. That's what I'm trying to get people to recognize. That you've been hoodwinked, you've been tricked. But when God says, come out of her, my people, it's the system of lies. It's a system, when we developed this country, the Constitution, called for the Congress to meet the first Monday in December, unless by law they shall appoint a different date. And then, with the 20th Amendment, they did appoint a different date, and that date was January 3rd. And so instead of meeting at the end of the year to settle issues between states, if there were any, they decided to meet all year and command the people, the chattel. And they've done it by contract through that 14th Amendment contract, your birth certificate, all these things that people call conspiracy theory, but it's really just contract law. And you don't have to participate.
Sure.
So what do you think about that? I mean, do you think it's like a bridge too far? Do you think people can get to the point where they say, you know, I am here, put on this planet by the living God, and even if you don't want to obey the Ten Commandments or any of the commandments, at least you know you have your free will. At least no man is over you, ruling you, stealing, extorting your energy, controlling your offspring. I don't know how...
We're going to have to get on board with it, you know, or we're just going to fall further and further into the abyss and continue building their new Tower of Babel. Like, you know, that's their creation. They want to outshine God, outdo God. They want to do scientism, and the hell with God and his creation. You know, we're going to do better. And it goes back to the fall of man. It goes back to the Garden of Eden. It goes back to Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call him, and the apotheosis of man, which is man becoming God. We're not God. That's what we have to ultimately realize and look in the mirror and say, I am not God, but there is a God. And what does he have me? What would he have me do? And we got to start there and then, you know, work our way out. And I think it should be all localized. I don't think we should have these huge, you know, governmental systems that they just corrupt and, you know, turn into mega corporations and monopolies. It's not working, clearly.
Well, no, it's working perfectly. If you
want
to take over the world, if you want to transfer government power to corporations that weren't supposed to have more than a 20-year charter. If you were a corporation and your corporation did not serve the public, they would cancel your charter. It was conditional. Now it's eternal. And they pooled all the money up under themselves, and now they want the people. They're just not making any bones about it. But we're not putting up much of a fight. You know, and I think it's the learned helplessness that, again, comes from your children in these schools. You talked earlier on your show about jail. And why do we have jail for criminals? In the Bible, murderers were executed. Kidnappers, they'll execute you. Thieves, you had to repay the damage. If you killed it or sold it, you had to pay even more. Mm. And if you didn't want to, you know, cough up, then they put you into slavery. This is a real solution. This makes people absolutely not want to get caught and do that, even if you're, you know... Some people have a heart for evil, but they don't want to pay the consequences for it. So that system is perfect for that, because you have to repay. And there was no penalty to the people. You mentioned that, you know, we the citizens are supposed to pay in taxes to keep people in a cage. For what?
Yeah.
And now it's for statutory? You broke a statutory rule, private law, a state private law, because that's what statutory law is. It's not public. It's private. And they're contracting you through your birth certificate, through your citizenship, that you think is this privilege. It's like the Civil Rights Administration, civil rights legislation. Civil rights are less than rights. Those are not God-given rights. It's less than. You don't want civil rights. I don't have civil rights. So
exactly.
But
nope.
So, but for schools, if we, you know, what does the Bible have to say about schools and how to rear children? As far as you, I know you haven't researched this topic for today, but I'm just saying, do you have any thoughts right there on the children homeschooling versus putting your children in the institutions? Where,
I certainly do. Yes, great.
So no, what do you think there?
Glad you brought that up. My beautiful wife is homeschooling, you know, my child, our children, and it's just worked beautifully. We, you know, we still have her, like, we're connected to other coalition, you know, of homeschool, and, you know, we still kind of communicate with the local board of education, but it's not their curriculum, you know, it's not their institution. She doesn't go to a Bolshevik Marxist school, which, you know, they, in turn, tell you that, hey, it's of no consequence. You gave us consent, essentially, to do whatever we want now that they're in our care. And that's what you've done. You know, you parents listening that have your children in these schools, public or private. I mean, private's better, but both, really. Especially public, though. You're telling them that you're consenting, essentially, for them to do whatever they wish. I mean, the children now are getting inoculated for the COVID farce without their parents' consent. We're seeing that.
Right.
It's madness.
Right. And that's the whole point, though. It's our fault. We have all the control over the issue, but we've been brainwashed into this thing that says, if you don't send your children to school, they're going to have no chance in the world.
Yeah.
And you're neglecting their education. That's what the CPS worker that came to my house, he said, you're talking bad about the government, you're talking bad about vaccines, you're neglecting your children's education, and your little house is too small for all you people. And I'm thinking, who the hell are you to come to my door? He didn't make it to the door, he just got in the driveway, where I promptly told him who he was and what he was going to do, which was get off my land and don't come back. And that's
right.
The power that we have in truth. And I'll mention that to you, too, with regard to contacting, you know, being in touch with the school board. You don't want to be in touch with those people at all. You want to rescind your signature on any EMIS form that you filled out, the application for your child to be in school or to homeschool. Just rescind your signature. You don't want to just take them out, because they're going to consider that the contract is still active. But if you rescind your signature on the contract, you know, there's nothing they can do. You don't have a contract with them. And most contracts that we make with the government, you don't even know you've made. And you haven't made it, really, because you can't make a contract without full disclosure. But again, it's verisimilitude, the appearance of truth. So there's people putting on the hat of president and vice president, but it's really pirates. And they're wearing a uniform, but they're really pirates. And they're really bringing in all the borders open, bringing in all the jailed prisoners and Haitian refugees that have been flown to flood your country. All these brown people, for you white people, I mean, and I'm a black woman. For all you white people, I am astounded that you sit here and let them flood your country. White people aren't allowed. What about those white South Africans being butchered, being killed in their own country? The food production of Africa. And no, they're not allowed to come in. If you're white and productive, you can't come to America. But if you're black or brown or a prisoner or have no skill sets or have diseases, you can come right on in. And by the way, all you sucker Americans who are coughing up for this tax, I mean, what is wrong with you? And I think it's just you're in shock. You're in a coma. You need that's why I'm so hard about this. There's no flexibility about it, and you will bow the knee to the truth eventually. When there's no food on your shelves, there's no government cheese in America. We don't have any wheat stores. We grow soybeans. Okay, so when there's no food, you're going to deal with what I'm saying then. What I'm doing is trying to let you be prepared and deal with it in advance with an understanding and an appreciation for the system that he built and how he built it. If a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. There's a reason for that. It's not heartless not to have welfare. And the welfare was charity given by churches. You know, they knew the town drunk. They knew the guy that he just wasn't going to get up and work, and he was going to lay there and drink. Well, that's not the guy you gave the free food to. And yep. And that's how it used to work. And they've taken all and dismantled all of our systems, replaced them with their systems, put the corporations in charge in the new pirate captain suit, and they puppet Joe Biden. Hey, let's you and him fight. Hey, let's send your kids over to Ukraine. It won't stop until we understand the system, which is the United States of America Corporation, which is not America, the land of the several states and free kings. Two different entities. You have to repopulate the land of free kings, meaning you've got to understand who you are, so you, Chris, and you've got to rescind your signature on any document, especially with regard to the school system, and that's the end of it. They may call you one time. We don't even take their calls. But there's nothing they can do because you've lawfully, the difference between lawful and legal, God makes laws, gravity, rain, that's law. The sun coming up every day, that's law. Because rain, they can move that around now. But men make rules, codes, regulations, and statutes and call them laws. But they only apply to people who, of their free will, contract into the system whereby they limit their power and give power. For instance, putting your child in a school in loco parentis, the school can do what they want with your kid, up to and including vaginal examinations on 10-year-olds. And that case was in Pennsylvania, and the state won. Because, you know, they're your parent. And if they say your kid needs to be checked to make sure they're not being abused, and we're going to abuse them in a gym with a gym teacher sticking her finger in one girl after another to make sure their hymens were intact. I mean, how obscene is that? But we have tranny story time. We have Desmond is amazing dancing in a tutu. 11-year-old boy in a gay bar at 7 o'clock in the morning on mainstream TV. And this is America. So what are we expecting is going to happen? I suppose is what I'm, you know, trying to get people to understand. You're going to have to deal with this one way or the other. So my suggestion is for people that have money, retirement money, take that money out. Invest it in people who are doing things, businesses, electrical, plumbing, all of the things that make real things. God said money, land, cattle, gold, silver. That's money. So all this Bitcoin and all that, I mean, it's fine if you've got extra and you can play in that sandbox and pull that out and use that. I get it. But the whole point is in God's true economy, there's effort and then there's product on the other side of the equation. In America, we print money, but there's no fruit. There's no finished product coming out of the other end, which is why your money is being devalued. And now they're destroying the Russian dollar, which destroys all of the paper money. So you just took yourself off of being the world dollar, and you're going to pay what things are worth. You're not going to be able to inflate your way to give them your dollars and not pay the real cost of the product. You're going to pay $100 for every Chinese dollar product. Because your paper dollars, your electronic dollars, there's no effort, no labor, no product coming out here. It's worthless.
That's right.
So we, you know, I'm sure, I know I'm babbling, but I can never get to this by myself.
it's the system that they've developed for their benefit, not for your benefit. You're just a cog in the wheel. And if they really wanted you to look at Ukraine, like they want you to look at, you know, what they want you to see with the Ukraine, we should look at the history of Ukraine. Look at the Holodomor. Look at how they starved out the people while they produced record crops as a state. But they didn't give it to the people. You know, they starved. But the rest of the world was shown, hey, we got record crops. You know, we're producing. We're fine. Well, what makes you think that they will not do that here when it's the same people controlling the levers behind the state? In the shadows.
And not even so much in the shadows. Bill Gates, how much farmland does he own? I mean, so right out in front of God and everybody, we have too many people. We're going to depopulate with vaccines. I'm buying up all the farmland. You're going to eat, you know, poop and bugs and drink toilet water. Oh, okay. I mean, wow. Does it startle you at all that people just don't seem to be able to get out of the dumbed condition?
It used to. I mean, it's frustrating as all get out. I mean, I can't even use words to describe how adequately frustrating it is to me, and nauseating at times, but it doesn't shock me anymore. I wish it did. You know, sometimes I think maybe I'm numb to it, but it used to.
Wow. Well, be of good cheer, because are you having fun through the, I'm like actually starting to have fun in this. Only because,
oh yeah, no, my studies, yeah.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, because although it's hardship, it's driven me into the Word deeper than I've, you know.
Yes.
And it's also beautiful. And if I'd have known this when I was a child, if this was what they taught in school, I would have been so much more. I think I would. I don't know. The hardship makes you who you are. So
yeah,
you know.
It's biblical. You know, if you're not tried, you know what. What is there? You know, if you didn't have those things to overcome and those lessons, you would not become better. You know, you get forged in fire, if you will. You know, everything in nature is reflected back to man. You know, we become stewards of the land, and we are supposed to take care of it. You know, our job was in the garden, and we kind of bungled that up real well. And now here we are, you know, Babylon to today, and the new Rome, if you will, the new Jerusalem, whatever you want to call it. You got people over in Palestine, they call Israel, trying to rebuild the temple, and they want a physical temple because nothing to them is spiritual. You know, nothing to them is from God. It's all theirs. They are their gods. So they need to build a physical temple to reflect their consumerism, their materialism, you know, their hedonistic lifestyle. And they will call it godlike and try to come off as pious individuals, but it's all lies. They're wolves in sheep's clothing, and you brought it up in the beginning. Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 says, those who call themselves Jews but are not, they are of the synagogue of Satan, they are liars. And John 8:44, because they are of their father, the adversary, the devil. You know, they never knew me, they're not of me, they didn't know my father.
And he says, you will know them by their fruits. And if you look at live, L-I-V-E, you obey God. Jesus said he's come to bring life and that more abundantly. You look at evil, E-V-I-L, the 180-degree polar opposite, and what do you have? That's everything they're telling us to do, how they tell you to take care of your body, not with the herbs, not with the leaves of the trees, like the Bible says, but with pharmakia, to mask symptoms and to give the appearance of health.
Yep.
How does it say to take care of your children? The Bible says, raise up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. But what are we doing? You go to school all day, and there's not a word of the Word of God in the school at all. I mean, even if you just taught the Bible as history, people aren't stupid. They choose what's good and beneficial for them, if that choice is available. But all they lay out in front of you is a plate of horse poo over here, a plate of cow poo over there, and you're picking between the two. And the question is, why do you settle? Why do you settle? It's like these people who allowed their children to be in school for 2 years with masks on, cutting off their oxygen. That's the breath of life, for goodness sake. I mean, you get to a point where the damage that you do, you've done. It's just nobody else's fault. And the illusion, the fear that is keeping people in place. It's like taking your child out of school. Well, I'm afraid the government will... Are you more afraid of a man trying to attack you than you are of your child being damaged because you're a coward or you're an ignoramus?
Exactly.
And so all the lessons that we need are in there, but we have to decide we want it. And we'll decide we want it. Everybody always, it's the fourth turning. You will decide you want it. The question is, will it be too late? Because for a lot of people, it's going to be too late. The million point four people that have died from this shot, it's too late. And,
they're gone.
I don't know if people... Go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with you. They're gone. Yeah.
Right.
It's over for them. Yep.
And there you go. So the question is, are we going to start respecting the truth? And by that I mean, be willing to say it and stand in it. Stop being afraid. And take it to, and I'm not big on congressmen and senators and attorney generals and your local prosecutors, but it's time. It's time to take the data to those people. They have a job, and there is absolutely no way in hell that we should have ever let, if you just look at the VAERS data, for 2021, you have 20,175 people who died from the shot. That's underreported up to 100%.
Yeah.
Like, you'd need to multiply that number times 100 to get the real number. And so, and then that's not including people that don't just die, that didn't just die. It's the strokes and the heart attacks and all that that's not being counted. So the question is, why are we still counting on these people to defend us when right in front of us, they're applying a poison and killing the populace? Because have tested how stupid you are and your children are with those tests that they've been giving in schools. It's not to see if they're smart. It's to see if they're ready for the next step. And so I would suggest to people, turn off your mainstream television. Do not have that unit running in your house. It's like Amish people. Did you have COVID? They didn't have COVID because they didn't have a television.
It's
the illusion. Yeah.
Yeah. You're so right. And I mean, you can look at the Trading with the Enemy Act. If people would only read the laws that they've codified under the color of law, they call you the enemy. You know, they put you as the enemy in their laws. You know, so why would they treat you differently? It's insane to expect different from them. They're not our caretakers. They will never give us that level of care.
Well, but they are our caretakers. That's the trick. It's an open-air prison, and you've got to pay for your own food, clothing, and housing. But they extract, depending on your tax bracket, whatever they steal from you. And then they still get your brain and your brilliance to build their monster, their dragon, to eat our lunch. So my suggestion is we start working for the good. If you're aware there's evil and wickedness going on, expose it. Will you lose your job? Maybe. But what kind of country do you want to live in?
Right.
You know, all these people that stole the votes, that were willing to participate in this, do you really want to live in a country, a banana republic? But for them, that's the only win they'll ever have in their life. My guy beat your guy. Mm. Because they've got their job, they're just over broke, has now turned into a just under broke. They don't even have a job because the companies over the last 2 years have been closed because they've kept the ships out at sea in the war of attrition and not allowed goods to be delivered. And because we've made ourselves dependent, the lender is servant to the borrower. I mean, the borrower is servant to the lender. And we are positioning ourselves for failure. And here's the thing that I think is most important. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will return to me, I will heal their land. And I'm hoping that we can, Nineveh, repent and let them heal our land.
Mm.
So,
well, I'm going to keep listening. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, Lauren. We'll
I appreciate you helping me out. I begged him to come on because I just really wanted to have I want to call his show all the time, but he's got callers and I don't want to take up somebody else's time. But I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you soon, Chris.
God bless you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But we should never be afraid to die. Rise up and take the power back. It's time a fat cat's had a heart attack. You know that their time's coming to an end. We have to unify and watch our flag ascend.
That's right, folks. We have got to unify in truth. And we have got to understand who and what we are in Christ Jesus in truth. And remember, these are maids and butlers. There are rules. Those rules apply to them. We must be the ones who force them back into their cages, into their place. The maid and the butler, back to the scullery with you. Hey, so we've got a caller. Kathleen, I was going to say, anybody wants to call on in. It's 512-248-8252, and love to take your call. Kathleen, hey, in Texas, come on in.
Hey, Lauren, is Richard still there?
No, Chris Switzer, but he
I
had
mean,
to go.
Chris, oh, good grief. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do Chris the same thing.
Are you both still there?
No, Chris has had to take off because he did the show before, and
yes,
he's
well,
been
just
on the
before,
air for a while.
When he was still reading from Leviticus, you know, it was talking about all the different animals that you could eat and the one with the hoofs mm-hmm. and this and that. But you can eat locusts, and you can eat and grasshoppers. And in Oregon, they have a huge company that has, I believe locust is just another variety of grasshopper, but anyway. So they have grasshopper, locust powder. You know, a protein powder made of that.
Isn't that something?
And in fact, it was pretty popular, evidently. I never saw it, but in Dallas, they had, smoothie stores where you could go in and just have whatever you wanted, and then they would have a live locust and grind it up in your drink.
Oh, jeez.
But good grief. But anyway,
mercy. Locust powder is going to taste better than beef powder. dried beef powder.
The locust, and John the Baptist had honey and locust, so I'm sure honey could taste good with any or anything, make anything taste good. But the reason I called is because at the beginning, I want to be sure I got this correctly. You were talking about your farm. And then you have mm-hmm. these certain animals, and then you mentioned one that you said something about people raise this thing, but it's too much work. What animal
cows.
Was that?
Cows. Cows. They're
oh,
really
cows.
Hard on the land. And my daughter okay. has a horse. We keep it at the neighbor's farm. They're big, heavy animals, and we have a lot of water on our land. And so you just wind up with a mud wallow. And
yes.
I don't love meat that much to where
right.
I'd be willing to, you know what I mean? There's enough
right.
things that I can do that I can trade for what I need in the meat department. But right. I've been
now,
willing
do you
to
think
do all
of,
that other work.
What do you think of goats, sheep?
Goat's excellent. I don't really care for adult, like, mutton. It's got that taste to it. But lamb is lovely. I mean,
yeah.
I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I look at people who do the vegetarian thing. And what you see, you start seeing their teeth breaking. You know, they bite an almond, and they lose half their tooth, this kind of thing. And it does happen. Now, will grass grow a cow? Yeah. And you could feed a human wheatgrass, and you'd be strong. I mean, but it's there's pleasure that we're supposed to take in this life. And among the things that he said is good for us and we can eat, if you look at the things he said don't eat, they're all cleaning things. Buzzards clean up dead carrion. Pigs clean up
right.
dead carrion. Shrimps and lobsters, they suck the bottom of the ocean, the water through, and filter it. Anything that filters
but boy,
and
are they delicious.
Waste, I know.
Crab.
And see, that's part of the torment, isn't it? But the question is, do you trust God, and are you going to obey him? And he's given you free will. You can do as you please. But that's the whole point. He's given us that book to show us how to have life in that more abundantly. And for us, abundant means really tasty lobster. But for him, abundant means really great health. You don't want the mercury and the toxins that come with ingesting those foods. And if you continue to ingest them, you do things like die of cancer.
Yes, now... I know that you had Dr. Lorraine Day on your show before.
Yes, ma'am.
I think maybe two shows in a row or something.
She was just on one show. I had Len Horowitz on. I love the perspective of doctors who've done medicine and understand spiritual or are interested in spiritual matters. It's a more complete picture.
Right.
So
now,
I kind of like those docs.
With Dr. Lorraine Day, did you talk about the whole thing about not eating meat and this and that?
We did. And mostly when I have guests on, I kind of just let them express their... It's not really a debate. I'm not trying to undercut them or battle with them. I'm just trying to give them an opportunity to get their perspective out because these are the people that are brilliant and that are being limited. My opinion
I think
versus...
you're right. I think that's the right thing to do. A very gracious hostess, and you don't have to debate them. But anyway, about her latest book, that it hasn't come out yet. It'll be out in a few weeks.
What's it about?
It's called Germs Don't Cause Disease Any More Than Flies Cause Garbage.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
I thought
good...
that was... Go ahead.
Well, that perfectly explains it, actually, because when I look at the way that I practice, I clean up the body, meaning take the toxins out. I kill the pathogens, meaning anything in there that shouldn't be there is killed, and you maintain the good gut flora and the pathogens. And remember, your skin is covered with all manner of life forms. You're supposed to be able to tolerate that. This is the condition we live in. They're trying to make us the boy in the plastic bubble, where if you get anything, you're going to die without their assistance. And that's what that shot did. It gave people synthetic AIDS. It destroyed their immune system. And so, but again, men's hearts will fail them for fear. Why are all these men having these heart attacks? Because they were afraid, so they took a shot. Now they're having a heart attack as a result of the clotting caused by the shot, which that's what the shot does. That's why they said never give this to humans. That's why they rushed it in and didn't let you use ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or tetracycline to stop the replication. And early treatment, nobody would have died. And they knew that. So,
well, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I think I have another caller.
You have another caller.
Finish what you were saying, though.
No, I really don't have any more to say. I'll just repeat the title. Germs don't cause disease any more than flies cause garbage.
Right, and she's absolutely right, and that's what the common cold is there so that you throw up, have diarrhea, get a rash, get a fever. That's how your body kills the invader, raises the body temperature, evacuates the bowels, pushes it out any way that it can get it out. that's basically the substitute of you doing your own detox. If you did your own detox, you'd probably never get sick. That's, so she's absolutely right about that. And I love that perspective from a medical doctor, because it shows she's learned. You know, my dad was a medical doctor. He died of cancer. You know, my mom lived to him. She died of cancer.
Well,
so,
she has a Bible study every Monday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you could, it's a Zoom call, and drday.com, and even with, I have low tech, I have a landline only, no TV, no internet or anything, and so even with my low tech,
that's Monday, Monday, 6 p.m.
Pacific Standard Time. She's in California. And and it's wonderful. So this coming Monday, in 2 days, it will be, this is her favorite chapter of Deuteronomy, where it tells all the things that God, to keep you healthy. And so anyway, that'll be interesting. But anyway, well, thank you, Lauren, for all you do. And you have a perseverance of a saint.
Well, thanks, Kathleen. I really do appreciate it. I'm trying not to bore people, and I'm trying to, you know, not to lecture too much, but I really want people to know the power that they have and to have the joy of this life. But I missed the name of the next caller. Come on in. Didn't quite hear it. Or maybe I didn't. Maybe there's not another caller. and I'm not hearing anything, so. Oh, there we go. Wayne in Texas. Ooh, we got a lot of Texas. Oh, Dave from New York. I'm sorry. Dave from New York first, and then Wayne in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Dave, I finally got patched in. Hey, we're comfortable here. The lights are on. Utilities are working. Food's in the stores.
Nice.
We don't have to do anything. We don't have to do anything. Well, yeah. So, Dr. Richard Fleming just put out this video, 18 Pieces of Misinformation. And when you start in the beginning of it and then you get to the end of it, basically he's saying that Fauci has to be arrested. We have to do
absolutely
things. We have to, we have, not just him, but we have to do things in the, using the laws that are on the books that are in favor of correcting situations. And there was actually a question from a sheriff, a Texas sheriff who was there in the meeting, and you know, he was interested in taking action. So people are out there still who are willing to take action now against these things. And I had an issue where I was told that I needed to wear a mask in a facility, and I said no, I don't. And they said well, we have, I said there's no law. And they said, oh, we made our own law. We made our own law. And so I threw up my hands and I said, oh, okay, you made a regulation here. So I just left. But then I contacted Eric from from courtroomwatch.org. He's been here on the network talking, and he sent me information, and I sent information from them with a quick letter saying they were if they were a private membership association, please give me a copy of the bylaws. So they didn't like that, but
nice.
I think I will inform them further when we find out exactly what laws they're violating. And, you know, maybe we can make affidavits or something on this. But, you know, if we don't do something, if we don't start, people will not become aware of what really went on. And if they want to accept all this stuff, I mean,
wow.
What's your feeling? We got to do something.
No.
We got to do
significant
things.
I think you're right. And I think one of the, a really great source, I don't know if people have listened to Edward Dowd, D-O-W-D-E. He was a BlackRock Wall Street analyst. And he was talking about the number of people that have admittedly, through just the CDC database, you're looking at World War II. There were 283,000 that died through the 4 or 5 years we were in the war, 41 to 45, and, you know, whoever died in there, 283,000. COVID, over 365,000 deaths in over age 65 people. So just in that generation, 365 deaths in 1,000 deaths in a year. And then the Vietnam War, 58,000 died in the Vietnam War, 61,000 dead millennials, meaning people between the ages of 18 and 44, 61,000 dead. And this is democide by our government. And this is the government documents. This is Edward Dowd. You've got Renz, Thomas Renz, Renz-Law, RENZ-Law.com with the database. And the other one, HowBadIsMyBatch.com, which is Peter McCullough and Craig Partycooper. Excuse me, Dr. Yaden and Craig Partycooper. Dr. Yaden from Pfizer. HowBad.info, HowBadIsMyBatch.com. That's the analysis by lot number of each COVID shot. How many deaths in that lot? How many side effects? How many, you know, all that's listed there. But how can this be going on in front of God and everyone and no one's getting in trouble? That's the weakness. That's the people's fault. We are weak, and so they press. When we stop
that's
being
exactly
weak,
what Dr. Fleming said. He said that, listen, it's your fault because you allowed it to be politicized. You allowed these things to happen, and you didn't stand up when they kicked the lady out of the church because she didn't wear mask or something like that. You know, and those things we may not have objected to, but there, at some point there is something which you know you have to object to. And how long did it take us to figure this out and act? And are we acting now? So 99% to 99.9% of the people on RBN are probably doing nothing regarding enforcing the laws that are on the books. 99.9999% of the U.S. is also doing nothing. So we need to jack up our efforts in this area. That's really my point. Let's get together. Let's figure out what
we need to
and how.
Well, we need to take the data. So now you've got Thomas Renz. That case is in court. You've got Dr. Michael Yaden. He was the vice president of Pfizer, head of research for respiratory. You've got Dr. Malone. He created the technology. You take their information, you take the documented evidence from VAERS and from the Defense Medical Surveillance System that's involved in that Renz-Law.com lawsuit, and you hand it to your local prosecutor. You hand it to your local congressman, senator, state representative, and you video yourself doing it, and you put it up on your social media so that they can't say they didn't know. Remember, the play for these people is, well, we couldn't have known. What did Rochelle Walensky say? Oh, well, I guess we were a little optimistic. You know, I got my news from CNN. I mean, what? Are you kidding me? And the thing is, people dumb enough to, you know, you got a man in a dress. What is that blonde man in the dress? I forget his name. He's one of the
Health and Human Services.
Health and Human Services. The guy doesn't know if he's a man or a woman, and you want to take advice from him. These are people that are mentally defective. Okay, they don't work the way they're supposed to. A man that doesn't know that, you know, he's a man, this is not somebody you should be taking advice from. And this should be common sense to people. But it's not. They're
yeah, but
so
I think we can also
led.
We also
ahead,
need to take this to the individual people in businesses who are saying you can't come in here without a mask. They're violating
history.
Laws by doing that. They need to be notified they're violating laws. They need to be notified that if you are acting unlawfully, when unlawful things happen here, don't say anything. Please do not say anything when unlawful things happen. You know, they're in the wrong. They have to begin to become aware that maybe these things aren't important. And I see the tide is changing, and it's in the fullness of time. Christ came in the fullness of time. People are beginning to realize that there's these deaths happening. These schools are saying you can't go to school here and be on a sports team if you don't get tested for myocarditis, etc. That's all, Lauren.
There you go.
You got another
call.
We're
going to the break. We're coming back on the other. We should never be
afraid to die. Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Undivided. Yep. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black?
We're coming on back in. We've just got a few minutes left, and I want to catch Wayne from Texas and give you some time. How you doing? Come on in.
Hi, Lauren. Thank
Wayne?
You very much. Yes, thank
You're
you
welcome.
Very much. Hey, I wanted to just call in because I really agreed with a lot of your comments at the beginning of the show, and one thing that popped in my mind, too, is a phrase from the Bible is, come out of her, my people. And when I talk about coming out of her, it's coming out of the system, which when you listen to some of the better teachers out there, like Roger Sales and others, we're in type of a feudal system. And so we really must clarify our status, you know, with the government, and we have to decide if we're going to be a U.S. citizen or a U.S. national slant state citizen. And when you become a real state citizen, U.S. national, you now have access to all your natural God-given rights and plus political rights. And I know Kelby's a real good teacher of this, but I did say, you know, I do believe Roger Sales is one of the best ones out there. And one quick note.
Yeah, I love Roger Sales' work. I have his book. I used to listen to him a lot when he was on the Power Hour. He used to be on with Joyce Riley. He was very inspirational.
Great. Well, I wanted to let you know that Roger Sales is taking over Ralph Winterroud's spot on Sunday afternoons. And he's on last week, but he'll be on tomorrow on the 13th, 5 o'clock Central Time. He's going to have 2 hours to lay out his reasons why we need to do this and some of the background people really need to know that they've never been taught. And I think it'll be very, very key to listen to what he has to say because he can walk a lot of people through gaining personal freedom.
Amen. I'm all for it. And that's the kind of stuff that we have to do. And we have to stop trying to be afraid. Well, what if it doesn't work? It's not a matter of whether or not it works. It's a matter of what's true. Do you belong to men that they should extort and extract your labor? My own mother and father didn't tell me what to do after I was 20 years old. We don't have that right. Each one of us has an obligation in a relationship with truth. And that's what, you know, Chris was talking about that, about three gods, the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? It's the truth. What is the Father? He is the truth. What is the Son? He is the truth. And the three are one. It is the truth of how things works, of what he did, how he made this world, and what how it works. So we have the choice of doing it his way or not. And we've chosen not. And so we have the fruit of our hand. And in our repentance, that's how we get the good fruit to return. We have to change what we're doing. And Roger Sales, like I said, he's got, I'm trying to think, they own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. I think that's the, is that the name?
No, that's Ron McDonald. Roger has sovereign.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I'm seeing his book is red. It's red, orange. And I can't remember the name of it. I'm sorry. But yeah he has a book out that will, you know, again, any kind of tutorial, this kind of tutoring will get you further along than going to a school or college or going to the government who's enslaved you to ask them what to do about anything. So, yes,
exactly.
I am for Roger Sales.
Like I said,
you said 6 o'clock p.m.
System.
Say it again?
He'll be on tomorrow, Sunday, 5 o'clock Central on RBN.
Okay, I changed it to Eastern Standard Time. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I thank you guys. The solution to this, stop obeying illegitimate authority. Keep your money in your pocket. Keep your children in your home. Turn off that idiot media and boycott big business. Pass the word on Republic Broadcasting. Send money. If you're listening to these shows, we need the help. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week.
Lord, good Lord, reunite us to this country that we love, undivided. Come on. Oh yeah, undivided. Oh yeah, you either go to church or you're gonna go to hell.
Oh yeah,
or you're gonna go to jail.
Undivided.
I wish we didn't think like that.
Yeah,
why they gotta be all white and all black?
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.